Highbridge Audio presents Grayson, written and read by Lynn Cox. Chapter 1. There's something frightening and magical about being on the ocean. Moving between the heavens and the earth, knowing you can encounter anything on your journey. The stars had set, the sea and sky were inky black, so black I could not see my hands pulling water in front of my face. So black there was no separation between the sea and the sky. They melted together. It was early March, and I was 17 years old. Swimming 200 yards offshore, outside the line of breaking waves off Seal Beach, California, the water was chilly, 55 degrees, and as smooth as black ice. And I was swimming on pace, moving at about 60 strokes per minute, etching a small, silvery groove across the wide, black ocean. Usually, my workout started at 6 a.m., but on this day, I wanted to finish early, get home, complete my homework, and spend the day with friends, so I had begun at 5 a.m. There were vast and silent forces swirling around me, strong water currents created by distant winds and large waves, the gravitational pull of the moon and sun, and the rapid spinning of the earth. These currents were wrapping around me like long braids of soft black licorice, and I was pulling strongly with my arms, trying to slice through them. As I swam, all I heard were the waves rising and tumbling onto the shore, the smooth rhythm of my hand splashing into the water, the breath that I drew into my mouth and lungs, and the long gurgling of silvery bubbles rolling slowly into the sea.